We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, he came in with the runners in scoring position, second and third, one out, got two ground balls. The second ground ball just didn't end up being an out, which would have gotten us out of the inning with a lead. And then once those two guys scored, you can give up back-to-back homers. You know, you're right. He's been pitching so good. You know, I wanted to put him in and see if he could get the ball to Diaz. You know, he's been pitching that good. Two outings in a row where he's gone three innings and hadn't given up anything. Tonight, just didn't get it done.
Walter Lockett, just overall the night with him, it seemed like he kind of kept them in check a little bit there until, you know, the Manchester World, how you feel?
Yeah, you know, I was very pleased with the way he threw the ball. You know, last game, he came out like gangbusters the first two innings and then really struggled in the third, and things just spiraled out of control after he got a couple guys on. Tonight, he did a better job. You know, he kept on throwing the ball over the plate. I thought he and Ramos were on the same page. You know, a lot of 3-1 breaking balls and 3-2 changeups. That you know, those are tough pitches to execute when you could be walking a guy, especially with a power bat like they have after each other. So they were on the same page. They did a great job, and you know, it was good to see out of Walker.
Instance where some really offense, but again, not the ability to tack on late again. How tough was that?
You know, I thought that our offense performed well, especially early. But like you said, they kind of kept us in check after the starter came out. You know, I think that that's one thing we've excelled at in the past, is putting up runs late in the game, and we didn't do that today.
Expected probably the bullpen, or hope the bullpen would level off by this point. What's kind of been the surprise or the chagrin that it hasn't?
Yeah, I think that you do expect it to level off. You know, would have hoped it would have leveled off by now. It hasn't. So we got to keep on working. You know, we got to keep on fighting. Those guys got to keep on going out there and throwing the ball over the plate and giving themselves a chance. And it will even out. You know, we have enough talent where it'll even out. It's got to, you know, it's going to be better than what it's been. That's just, you know, law of averages. But it hasn't been, and it makes it tough.
What are your impressions of just this road trip so far with two games to go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've played some games. We've been ahead in some games. We put ourselves in position to win a few games, and we just haven't got it done. We've got two games left. You know, let's go win those two. And, you know, I'm not saying it'll be a successful road trip if we win two. But this is what we have to focus on now. The games that we've played are over, so we got two more games to try and get it done, split the series.
You know how the optics look on when Font hits a guy up and in after two homers. Considering the bad blood there's been this year between you guys, do you worry that moment's going to kind of escalate something in the next few days?
No. I think that's why. I think, you know, what you're talking about is probably why Joe went ahead and warmed both benches and kind of nipped it in the bud. And I don't think so. You know, nobody was intentionally throwing at anybody. Gabe Kapler knew that. That's probably why he got thrown out. So no, I don't think it'll raise any eyebrows over there or anything.
You're six under for the first time. Does 500 seem like a mile away at this when you get to that point when you're?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now you're trying to get back to five, and then you're trying to get to four. You know, you focus one day at a time. Obviously, there's always a goal to get to 500 and then extend above that. That's kind of been the mark that we haven't gotten to. Now we're below a mark that we haven't been at. We gotta scrap and claw and never give up and try to get out of this one.
Mickey, I know you have to guard against feeling this way, but you're human. So when Fernandez's ball is fielded, but again, you don't get the out, I mean, does your imagination start to say, again, do you start wondering things even before they happen? I mean, is it kind of inevitable you feel that way?
You know, I'm pretty optimistic. I'm sure you guys know that by now. But, you know, when you, it hurts a little bit. You know, when you make a pitch, you get a ground ball, and for whatever reason it goes somewhere where you can't get it out, that takes the wind out of your sails a little bit. You know, I'm not sure how Font felt about it. But, you know, it may take the wind out of some of us, and more than anything, it lifts those guys up over there. You know, they're like, oh, my goodness, no, now we got a chance. We just hit a ground ball, you know, 65 feet on the infield. They didn't get an out, so here we go. And the next thing you know, they hit back-to-back homers.
On that McNeil ball to right, the ground rule there is it has to clear everything.
Yeah, it's got to clear the whole fence, you know, and the guy obviously reached over the fence and touched it.
Sure, the answer here.
Or foot away, you know, foot away from tying it. A foot away from the ground ball going right to Robbie and getting it out. This is a game of inches, and that's how crazy this game can be. You know, the hits we got in the first, little C&I ground balls, and they lead to runs.
Sure, the answer here is execution, but any particular reason you guys are having problems with Franco this year? It seems he's not hitting overall, but against you guys, he's got great numbers.
He did it to us last year, too, you know. I think it's one of those situations like Michael Conforto in this at this field and against them. You know, some people feel really good against certain teams in certain situations. He's definitely hurt us throughout the, you know, last couple of years.
Mickey, the bullpen is just an important part of modern day baseball. I mean, with the guys you have there, it hasn't been going well. Do you need more reinforcements? Do you need better pitchers, or do you need to just kind of roll the dice a little differently with the pitchers out there?
No, you know, I think we've rolled the dice a little differently. The bottom line is we have to be more effective. No matter, you know, we have the most talented guys in our system up here. So the most talented ones have to get the job done, and I think that's what it's always going to boil down to. You know, your guys that you have up here, they're up here for a reason, because they're the best guys you got, and they got to get the job done.